Trump unites party at RNC as Democrats drown in negative news cycle. By Wendell Hussebo on July 19, 2024. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the contrast between former President Donald Trump's path to completing the greatest comeback in U.S. political history and the Democrats' disarray appeared stark this week at the Republican National Convention. At the beginning of the week, it looked like Biden was in a strong position to overcome objections to his nomination. The assassination attempt on Trump paused Democrat infighting about Biden remaining atop the ticket. It dominated the news cycle, followed by the dismissal of the classified documents case against Trump, and then Trump's pick of Sen. J.D. Vance as his running mate. Not one Democrat publicly came out against Biden from Saturday to Monday, a positive sign for the president. But the storm broke Tuesday morning and worsened throughout the week, with several leaks that appeared intended to put pressure on Biden to quit the race. The media reported top Democrat leaders, such as Reps. Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries, Senator Chuck Schumer, and former President Barack Obama, all placing pressure on Biden. The media also showed Biden dubbing his Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin the black man. Biden tests positive for COVID, the New York Times headline ran Wednesday evening, further adding fuel to the fire and drawing an even sharper contrast between Trump attending the RNC each night with an ear bandage, and Biden slowly walking up and down Air Force One stairs and carefully getting into a Secret Service SUV. Trump's speech Thursday night appeared to be the capstone of the contrast. Political pundits called it a unifying speech. Lasting 92 minutes, it was the longest ever nomination acceptance speech, as well as an obvious display of the former president's stamina. "I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America," Trump said. "But as long as our energies are spent fighting each other, our destiny will remain out of reach. And that's not acceptable. We must instead take that energy and use it to realize our country's true potential, and write our own thrilling chapter of the American story. We can do it together. We will unite. We are going to come together and success will bring us together." With Trump's acceptance of his party's nomination complete, the news cycle will likely intensify on the question of if Biden will attend the Democrat National Convention, DNC, in about 5 weeks. If he does not show, it will be his decision. The president cannot be forced from the ticket. He could only be replaced on his own terms. "Here is nothing in Joe Biden's character that will compel him to stand down," Breitbart News's editor-in-chief Alex Marlow posted on X Thursday. Not a single member of his inner circle has broken with him publicly. He'd gawf about what the media says about him, even the Nate or the Obama pod brothers. "He obviously doesn't care about public humiliation," he added. "Only the Lord Almighty could convince Biden to end his bid for re-election." He told ABC News in an interview last week that did little to reassure Democrat Party bosses and their media allies. "Watch NBC's Sobrov, RNC acting as if this is a party, even though Trump talked about mass deportations." Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X at Wendell Hussebo or on Truth Social at Wendell Hussebo.